This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Efforts in the Senate to rewrite immigration laws and address border security have skidded almost to a halt. Senate Republicans met behind closed doors today to try to unite their divided caucus behind a compromise, but they emerged without a deal. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
After days of getting nowhere on an immigration bill that's splitting their party, Senate Republicans trooped into a big room this morning and shut the doors. They heard different proposals on how to bridge the divide between those who do not want any form of amnesty for the 11 to 12 million undocumented people in the country and those who want to give all of them a chance at becoming U.S. citizens. When Majority Leader Bill Frist emerged from the meeting, it was clear no consensus had been found.
By the end of the day, I'd like to get all of the alternative ideas of how to improve the bill generally that's on the floor, but also to address the approximately 12 million illegal immigrants who are in this country, and then develop some consensus around the two or three or four approaches by which we can address that.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham was slightly more upbeat.
There's a spirit of compromise in there about how you handle this. Here's what's off the table. Incarcerating 11 million people as a solution is off the table, and deporting 11 million people is off the table. Some can stay, and some must go, depending on how you fulfill your probation.
The main idea Republicans are considering is letting some of those here illegally stay, those who've been here more than 5 years, or those who overstayed visas. Florida Republican Mel Martinez said others in the country illegally should at least return to their countries of origin before applying for visas. It's the so-called touchback provision.
It is not adding harshness or adding new measures, but is simply treating them differently and requiring perhaps a touchback provision to those who have been here less than 5 years.
Asked whether there was support for such a proposal, Martinez shrugged.
I don't know. My caucus is a little diffused at the moment.
Texas Republican John Cornyn, who opposes any kind of amnesty, said talk of a deal might be overstated.
I don't think we're there yet.
Senate Democrats, meanwhile, threw cold water on any deal that would divide those here illegally into different groups. Massachusetts' Edward Kennedy scoffed at the so-called touchback provision.
What's right with taking people that are here for a period of time, and then whether they go across the border and have a bed check and then come back here?
Democratic leader Harry Reid was even less inclined to consider changes to the bill approved last week by the Judiciary Committee.
We do not need a compromise. It's in our bill. We have a bill that's bipartisan.
So action on the Senate floor ground to a halt as Reid refused to agree to letting any votes be held on pending amendments.
We're happy to take a look at amendments that don't damage the integrity of the bill. But if it's going to be, in the estimation of the Unified Democrats, an effort to denigrate this bipartisan bill, then they won't have votes on those amendments.
Late in the day, the bill's official sponsor, Republican Arlen Specter, declared an impasse.
There is a calculated effort by some not to permit this bill to go forward.
What's more, Specter said he was not sure the bill had the 60 votes it would need to clear the Senate by the end of the week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.